Good morning, and welcome to the Weekly Roundtable. And this week, we're going to have some kind of strange sound quality because I am on vacation. I'm in the Queen City of Charlotte, North Carolina, but it is definitely going to be a call this week. And so for you guys who are sound aficionados, just go ahead and either turn me up or turn me down because I know you guys will give me feedback. So, all right. Transitioning, not a lot of announcements this week. I think the only thing we had was we were supposed to do an announcement that Cleveland, I believe, is turning 5 years. So a special shout out to that group, and congratulations on 5 years. So this week's roundtable is about none other than, I think, the most famous nationwide challenge ever, and it's the Iron Packs Challenge. And so for guys who participated last year, just an awesome, awesome event, and definitely snot wogglers, I'm trying to think of some other words, they are tough workouts. And so I'm going to let the team talk about it. Before we do that, let's do a go around the horn and do quick intros. Sugar, how long have you been doing F3 and who EH'd you?
Yeah, so thanks for having us, C-Span. So I actually have my four-year anniversary next week on the 22nd of August, and a fella by the name of Posh in Greenwood, South Carolina, a former Sheffield Englandite, eats me, and he still participates every now and again, but he's been battling the injury bug. But it's been a good run for 4 years, and I look forward to keeping getting after it with these guys.
Awesome. And a special shout out to Greenwood. I know there's a lot of high impact men there, and I just want to make sure we give them a special Friday shout out also. Uncle Jesse, how long have you been doing F3 and who brought you out?
So actually, I was here for the launch of F3 Greenwood. So that was about 4.5 years ago in May. And so actually Mayhem out of Lexington and some of those guys came up and launched us here in Greenwood, and I've been doing it ever since.
Awesome. And I guess, so who all launched Greenwood? What regions? Was that a Columbia Lexington combo, or was that, how many regions helped launch you guys?
I think it was predominantly, if I recall correctly, Columbia Lexington. I know Lexington was heavily involved, and I know Columbia came up. I believe Greenville may have come down once as well.
Awesome. Special shout out to all those guys. Kobayashi, how long have you been doing F3 and who EH'd you?
About 4 years, and Duggar from Greenwood.
Love that guy. Awesome. All right. Well, I guess this couldn't be an Iron Packs Challenge unless we talk about last year. So, Sugar, why don't you jump in and why don't you just give us the update of last year? And then I don't know who's going to go next and give us an update on this year, but I'm going to go ahead and give you guys a personal shout out for just how strong the social media has been this year. So let's do Sugar, let's get a quick recap of what happened last year.
Yeah, definitely. So last year, I don't know, just a brainstorm of some guys sitting around one morning at Starbucks talking about, you know, we knew how our workout stacked up in Greenwood locally, and we knew how our packs kind of, you know, filtered out amongst fitness level. But there was just always that kind of, you know, that thought of how do we compare to other packs across the nation, you know, everybody doing similar style workouts, but we didn't really have any way to kind of know what that level was. And so the idea of the Iron Packs kind of spawned out of that, and the thought was to do what we did, right? So to put a little competition together, a friendly competition, to fulfill that first need across the nation. And we just kind of got the ball running. You know, started Twitter account, all that sort of stuff, started doing a little self-promotion that this was going to take place. The idea was, and like Uncle Jesse has said last week on another podcast, we definitely ripped the idea off from the CrossFit Games. But like a lot of other things in life, take a decent idea and go make it great, and that's what we try to do. And so we designed it to have four weekly workouts. You can complete that thing at any point during the week, submit your score. At the end of the week, the scores are released, and you can see where you stacked up against the men across the nation. Last year we did it a little bit quicker production than we've done it this year. We ended up having north of 500 folks participate over the 4 weeks. We had some what we thought were good, strong workouts, and the feedback from folks across the nation kind of solidified that to us, that we programmed some good workouts for all fitness levels. You know, they were tough for real strong guys, and really tough for guys that may have been just getting started, but it was a good time, and folks were able to, you know, see the camaraderie in their regions at their AOs while doing the workouts and build that brotherhood. So at the end of the 4 weeks, we had Bob the Builder from up, I think he's a Cape Fear guy. Is that right? Cape Fear, North Carolina?
That's correct. Yeah, that's
Bob
right.
The Builder is from. So he ended up, he was the overall Iron Pex winner for 2018. We had four unique weekly winners. I don't remember those guys right off the top of my head. Sorry if that was you. And so that was last year. We put it all together and didn't really know what we were doing. I had a few obstacles around, you know, kind of announcing workouts and making sure that everybody was clear on some instructions, and we started adding some video components and that sort of thing. But I think, you know, about midway, we had some of the kinks ironed out, and it ended up being a good time. And so far this year, registrations are about tripled, and we're in the process of finalizing the workout. So it's looking like it's going to be another fun month of the Iron Pex Challenge coming up.
Awesome. So who wants to talk about what's going to go on this year? So basically, I think you're at 1,500 already. Who wants to talk about this year and the challenges, and maybe kind of start, like, if a man doesn't even, that wasn't here around last year, kind of go from ground zero, what they need to do, and then all the way to kind of, I know you guys are going to have up the challenges this year, so why don't we start, who's taking it from there, Uncle Jesse?
Yeah, I can run with that. This is Uncle Jesse, as you said. So long story short, as Sugar mentioned, it is a competition of 4 weeks of workouts. For those who are new or just have been living under a rock, you know, the workouts will get announced on a Sunday. Typically, we provide a written instruction of said workout along with a video, which is really set to accomplish a couple of things. First and foremost, you know, we do have this strange lexicon and exicon, and sometimes that gets can be different across regions as what we've figured out over the years. And so the video serves the purpose of showing folks exactly, when we call an exercise, what we expect it to look like in terms of what the movement looks like, as well as what proper form is, and how you count the reps, so on and so forth. The second thing it did was, and we generally ran these as a relay team in order to A, get through the workout quickly, but B, not wear ourselves out. So, but the second thing that it did by doing that was provided us a benchmark time and or score for that particular week. So we'll blast that out along with the written instructions on Sunday, and then, as Sugar mentioned, the PACs will have the rest of the week to get their time in or their score in and get it submitted. Fortunately, we're blessed to have Kobayashi not only on this call but also involved in F3 Greenwood, and he is our IT wizard and has really done a lot of work behind the scenes to get this thing operational, and we certainly appreciate that. It doesn't go unnoticed. So again, you get your score put in, get the work done. What we found is that regions across the nation have done a real good job of kind of taking this and saying, okay, on this day, this AO is going to run Iron Pex Challenge. And you know, depending on the size of the AO, they may, or excuse me, the size of the region, they may designate multiple AOs. to run the challenge on different days. And so that's really, really helped kind of foster the momentum that we've seen. Again, as Sugar mentioned, we're about triple the registrations thus far as compared to last year. So we're hoping to see that number climb even further. So anyway, get through the workout, get your score submitted, and basically it's going to filter out. Last year we had live results updating. So you get your score in, and it's just populates right in, and you can kind of watch the leaderboard as everything unfolds. Beyond that, it's pretty straightforward. We did add a regional component this year. We are working to finalize the details related to how the weighted scoring mechanism is going to work. We noticed early on that it wouldn't be fair to base it given the size of the different regions. It wouldn't be fair just to use a standard average. It could swing in either way if you had a very small region with two very fit dudes versus a region that has 120 signed up and you blend that real quick, could yield some unfair results, so to speak, which is a nice segue into what we like to stress is that all of the workouts will be designed so that all packs can finish, even if modification is necessary. So we want as much participation from every packs across the nation as possible. You are not going to hurt your region by signing up. You can only help your region by signing up. So we want to get everybody signed up and through the workouts. Again, the this thing kind of grew out of a first F initiative, and what we quickly found last year was that an unintended consequence, a good one to that effect, was that it really, really brought the regions closer together. I mean, to be honest, I hadn't even heard of Naperville until last year, and now I love to jab back and forth with those guys on social media, throughout the year. So it's a fun time. It certainly brought us all together. And we certainly hope that will continue. Now, to that end, one of the other reminders that we put out is that we are not policing this thing. We are not requiring judges, although we do strongly encourage proctors and ones that will hold folks accountable, ones who will tell you, hey, man, that wasn't a good push-up or a merkin. And so we want to make sure people understand that while we're not policing this thing, we do want it to be objective and fair to the most extent possible. What else, guys?
Yeah, so I think – and the thing to be on the lookout for, so if you haven't registered, like I said, we're edging up towards 1,500 folks. You can go to our website, f3greenwood.com, if you want to register. Get registered on there, pre-register. The workouts are going to be getting started. We're going to do a preseason week. That'll be coming up. I'm trying to
next
look at
Sunday.
I'm trying to think about through
10,
my calendar.
About 10
next
days from
Sunday,
now.
Yep. We're going to do a preseason week, so that'll be a workout. That way you can go on, put your score in. It'll help us work out any kinks on the IT side. That will not count towards any official results, but it'll be a good warm-up for everybody. And then the weeks will start, and just you can expect the progression of snot waggleness. One of the questions we've been getting is around equipment, the coupon discussion or concrete blocks, whatever you call them in your region. Those will be introduced and used along the way. The standard size is kind of being bantered about online, so we'll try to work around that a little bit as well, whether it's 28 pounds or 35 pounds or 40 pounds or whatever folks' blocks are weighing in at. But we're trying to normalize some of that stuff and get some word out on that. Pull-ups will typically make an appearance a time or two, but not in week one normally. So just be on the lookout for pull-ups. So if you've got an AO where you don't have the ability, maybe try to figure out a way to get that involved or an alternate AO for that week. But we're trying to take all those things into consideration. So, so that everybody has an equitable experience. So, like I said, f3greenwood.com to get registered. We got 1,500 now. C-SPAN mentioned he's in the Queen City. We don't have a whole lot of participation from those guys up in Charlotte. We could probably be at 1,700 right now if we had a little bit more Charlotte participation. So you guys get on there and get registered for us. So.
Yeah, and believe it or not, we do have, on a daily basis, we joke about the Twitter account and how often and it's tweeting and the self-promotion associated with that. But on a daily basis, we do have a region chime in and say, hey, what is this all about? So believe it or not, there are folks who are unaware that this is going on. So if you've got a region or a contact in a region that hasn't really jumped on board, make sure you reach out to them. So hopefully this call will serve to be a further introduction to those who may or may not be aware that this thing's going on.
Yeah, and I
one
guess
thing
that
I'd like
transition.
To...
Yeah, let's. I just want to make sure we get the Twitter handle out there. It's at F3IronPax. So if you have questions, that's the best way to get a hold of you guys, right?
That's
absolutely
right.
Yep. One thing I'd like to put in is when you're going in, when we get this set up and ready to start submitting scores, I'm using the Google Forms to get all this stuff brought together, and there's some limitations around that. So, when you go to start submitting scores, you may have to hunt for your name. There's a limit to 1,000 values available in a dropdown. So right now I've got two participation fields that you may have to look through, and hopefully I'll have to add a third before too long. So, just realize that we are using the tools that we have available to get this thing out there and going. And if you have questions, please hit us up at F3IronPax.
Yeah, we're going to say those are free tools. And if anybody would like to sponsor F3 and give us some nice web-based design tools, we are open to sponsorship for next year, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, that's right. It's funny you say that. We have tossed around the idea in the future of trying to possibly even collect a registration fee, and at the end of the thing, bring in the top 5 or top 10 guys together, maybe in Charlotte for a weekend or something, and have those guys go at it and repeat the workouts and that sort of thing. So we've got some ideas to grow the Iron Packs over the next couple of years. So just want to look out for other ideas, or if you've got other ideas, feel free to submit those as well. We're trying to throw this thing out and make it a nice, fun competition to just strengthen those bonds between folks across the nation. So,
yeah, and I think fun is the key word there. We fully expect to some of our more competitive guys to get a little sideways when folks start putting in scores that may seem unworldly. But again, we're not going to police that. We don't expect anyone, any PAX who's active in F3 to knowingly submit a score that they believe to be inaccurate. So you're going to get your eyebrows raised. We keep stressing that there's always someone better than you out there. So just get used to it. And Naperville just hit their 100th registration. So shout out to Naperville.
Yeah. Yeah, and can somebody give me a quick update? So I know Lexington, South Carolina was leading the way there. Who's out front right now?
So I'll give you the top 5. We've got Lexington in at 120 packs, Naperville 100, Birmingham, who really came on strong in the last few weeks, 89. Houston has tied them now with 89. So both of those regions, I don't recall them being involved last year. So they've really, really stepped up. And then New Orleans, who was one of our top regions, if not the top region last year, has 87 signed up. So we've seen some new regions and some regions really step up that did participate last year. So I think we're at just about 40 regions with at least double-digit registrations, and we've got almost 90 total regions involved thus far.
And, All because a workout in Charlotte got overcrowded. I mean, when you think about that many dudes, I'm going to say Dreadnobie to your smart guys. Nobody was smart enough to predict that we'd have a bat flipper competition and have that many regions. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I appreciate your hard work, and on behalf of F3, I'm going to thank you. What else? Let's kind of go around the horn. Sugar, why don't we start with you? Anything else you want to make sure you get out there to the guys before this kicks off?
Well, so the one thing that did just come to mind, Juggernaut in our region is working up some patches. We're going to have those available for a nominal fee to cover the cost of the patch, and then also to kick a little money back to some of our local charities that we work with here on a weekly and monthly basis. So be on the lookout for a patch that'll be coming out. I know those are popular among the pack, so that should be getting announced here over the next couple days. So that's a be on the lookout.
Yeah, let's do it. I don't give a shout out to Juggernaut. Let's give a Friday shout out to him, because he helped set this podcast up. So Juggernaut, I hope you're doing well, brother. So, all right, Uncle Jesse, what do you got?
I've kind of been the hype man behind this. So it's only four boot camps in across all of September. If you're a boot camper within F3 Nation, then really this challenge is not any different than something that you should be doing on a weekly basis anyway. So go ahead and get signed up. We'll see if we can crest that 1,500 mark today, and onward and upward. We appreciate everything.
And IT behind the scenes, you got anything?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, I love reading the excuses of why guys aren't participating or don't feel like signing up. If I can do it, anybody can do it. You know, we're all training for something, or at least we should be. Just put this in on a cross training day and get after it.
Absolutely. And so just half the nation, man, thank you guys for setting this up. And I know this is a fun competition. Last year, Fish Sticks and I posted our times, and we both think we're, fit old men, right? And those guys were almost doing it now. Like 60% of the time we were doing it, and we started realizing maybe we're not as fit as we thought we were. So special shout out to Fish Sticks today also, but just a really cool event. I'll try and get you guys back on in September. We can do a full recap on the event. So, in October, so we can do a full recap of the event in September. So, and then give me one more. When is the practice week?
Actually get a date out there.
I'm in front of my computer now. So we will announce the practice week on Sunday, August 25th. You will have that entire week through the 31st to get through the the preseason workout, and then the following day on Sunday, September 1st, week one will drop.
Awesome. Awesome. Gentlemen, this is going to be a cool event. So thank you for everything you do. And everybody else, I'll talk to you next week on the roundtable. Have a great day.
Hey, safe travels.
Well, I cannot hit a button today. And we're going to be chewing the cud here in a minute, because I can't make my phone stop recording. Hold on one second.